raises so many conflicting responses. On one hand, it seems to be associated with positive effect as a consequence of what we perceive as valuable. But at the same time, there are also negative connotations associated with pride. Pride is separate from happiness, but I do think it is connected to joy. It is linked to a drive for success, and at the same time, can be seen to hold us back. It is on one hand a virtue, and on the other, a vice. So who's doing the talking? Is it my pride or my ego? Welcome back to Real and Unrefined, where, having decided on a different future for ourselves, you and I examine the changes we want and need to make to move forward to really live and have the life that we dream of. So today you wanted to talk about pride. Pride can drive you forward when those around you either laugh at you, undermine you, ridicule you, or point out your limitations. Your pride can step in and, just like an invisible cloak, cover you, protect you, and give you the strength to take that step forward and continue on your journey. Sometimes all you have is your pride and faith, both unseen but deeply felt. This is when your pride is viewed as a virtue. You might not have proven it yet, but you know your own abilities and you have faith in your potential. Pride can be aligned to joy as a cause for celebration. So for example, as you celebrate the achievements of someone you love, because you know the effort that it took for them to achieve that. I remember a time when my son was taking part in an event at his swimming club. He'd only just turned 10 at the time, and we as a unit had been going through a bit of a challenging time. The two of us felt that joining the swimming club would be a great way for him to not only make more friends, but that the exercise would be good fun. Now, bless him, he was not one of the most graceful or technically precise swimmers, but this was compensated for by being powerful and strong, so each heavy stroke he took drove him forward. The swimming club had an event one day, and as he was keen to take part, we turned up at the pool. He swam in his group, and he placed third. My son was about to join his friends for a rest when one of the organizers asked him if he would like to take part in the following race, as one of the children hadn't turned up. It didn't occur to him that he could say no, and to be honest, had I been there, I would have refused on his behalf. You see, this was the next level up, was not for his age group, and the race was 200 meters. In other words, four lengths of a standard-sized 50-meter pool. The child had just swum two lengths in his own race. But he showed up. He got onto the block, and the race began. They were off. The older children raced ahead, and there was a fierce battle amongst the top three leaders. Meanwhile, my son was right at the back doing his bit. He swam his little heart out, each clumsy, powerful stroke pulling him forward. By the time he'd finished one length of the pool, all the other children were well on their way back, and some starting their third length. Still, he turned and focused on getting through the second length, which would get him back. His little arms were getting tired now, and his movements were slowing, but still, he worked. He made it. He looked up at the timekeeper. You see, he thought it was like his other race, he had to swim two lengths. But no, he needed to go again to complete the race. By now, the pool was empty and he was the only one in there. All the other children had exited, the older ones. They'd done their bit, they'd moved on. So this very tired young man turned and slowly worked his way up the pool and then back down again, each stroke getting slower and heavier. Then something else started to happen. All the children at the poolside started to shout and cheer him on. Then the parents started encouraging him, "One more stroke, keep going, you're almost there." This was no longer about competing against others, rather about taking on a challenge and seeing it through. I was jumping up and down, cheering him on loudly. The crowd roared when he made it, and even the timekeeper, smiling, reached out to give him a hand up when he finished. I went to him, angry with the coaches for putting him in this position, but at the same time immensely proud that he rose to the challenge and he did it. I remember thinking at the time that if this 10-year-old child could take on a challenge he did not know the outcome of, then I too could do whatever it took to get us through what I needed to for us. It was pride that gave me the strength to keep going. So pride can be the driver that you need when you might feel you've run out. He did not win a medal in that race, but he sure as hell won the admiration and respect of many poolside that day. I think pride can also be aligned to community, be it a tribe, a nation, your sexual identity, or a group. It is where the virtues and characteristics of that group far outweigh the flaws and imperfections. I mean, we are human. And we are glad also to belong to the group, for it gives us that place where we fit, you know, where we belong. And this is a place where we recognize ourselves or even aspects of ourselves in others. So there are different faces aligned to pride. The flip side of pride is arrogant, contemptuous, vain. And this is where I wonder if it is really the ego talking, and thus therein lies the vice. Ego, as I understand it, is not something that helps us grow or move forward. Ego feeds off others and seeks to put them down in order to elevate itself. The egotist is narcissistic, toxic, treats others badly for their own gratification, and will do what it takes to be seen in a favorable light. Interestingly, even if that favorable light is one of being hard done by, in other words, poor me, I'm the victim here, it's manipulative, and goodness knows, you and I have come across those kinds of people. It is ugly, and there is nothing to be proud of there. Ultimately, I believe those driven by ego lose out, as I think this comes from a place of deep, deep insecurity, which must be disguised at all costs. It occurs to me that some of the experiences we talk about sometimes have ego as one person and pride the other, walking alongside each other on the same path for a while. The ego in one triggers pride in the other to step up and take a stand, and only one of those individuals come out ahead or on top. So, when you asked me to talk about dealing with our pride, I can only say that pride can help drive us forward, protecting those important to us and help move us on our journey because we have chosen not to stay in a place led by ego. Personally, I don't see pride as something negative. I see pride as something protective, determined, resilient, and hopeful. It can be quiet, introspective, and personal, and it walks along with you and I. Until next time, my friend, when we will talk about forgiveness, what it is to forgive, and if it really is that important. I am so grateful to you for tuning in to our quiet moments together and for your messages, thoughts, and suggestions. Remember, if you like what you hear, please like, follow, and share with those who might also be on the same path that you and I are on. Keeping it real and unrefined.